Okay. I kind of wanted to talk about the demonic of Lucifer, his fall. What you know about his fall and what his job is supposed to be.
Lucifer was the light bearer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he was supposedly one of the fairest of all the angelics. Now, I don't know this for sure. I haven't gotten this direct. This
gotcha.
Is information that's kind of come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that he was very upset over God giving man the ability to call upon the angelics to serve them.
Okay.
And because of that, and a lot of the angels, the angelics, they overstepped their boundaries in service. And because of that, a third of the angels fell.
Because they overstepped?
That was partially it. They overstepped.
The ones that overstepped fell?
Yeah, but a lot of them followed Lucifer because Lucifer rebelled against God about him giving mankind, or man, the ability to call upon the angelics.
Did it have anything to do with free will also? About man getting free will, but the angelics did not?
Man received free will,
and the angelics did not.
So he resents us.
Yes, absolutely.
Mightily.
Absolutely.
So
I've gotten some of it during exorcisms. I know it sounds weird, but you're really not supposed to listen to the demons speak through people. But you can't hardly help but hear. They're usually growling and snorting at you. And consequently, you do hear what they say. And some of that came through that.
Does he have a job, so to speak? I mean, is he still in a service?
Yes.
I mean, is his job to punish?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not about punishment. It's about challenge, the use of free will. Without the dark side, you would never have the use of free will.
Right.
You would never have a lesson. You would never learn what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. So no matter what...
He's still in service.
He's still in service. He's created by God. Thus, he's still in service. Is he our enemy? No. We don't look up to Lucifer,
right.
Obviously. But in truth, they're not. They think that you're the enemy.
Gotcha.
But we don't have to believe that they're the enemy. Because it empowers them to be truthful.
That's like fearing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
I have a kind of a confusion because I've heard different names thrown around for the same person. And you got Lucifer, Satan, Beelzebub, Scratch. There's all kinds of names.
Is there
a difference between Lucifer and Satan, or are they the same?
No, Lucifer and Satan are the same.
Why do they have different names?
Because man likes to name people. Man likes to play around with concepts and ideas and naming and owning.
Same thing.
But there is a Beelzebub, which is separate from Satan.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Does he own a bar in New York? You have a demon. A black demon that takes care of me.
Okay. The last question is, demons can suggest that you do things.
Yes.
But can they actually make a human do something?
No.
Okay.
Unless
we have that free will.
Unless we lend over. Versus, we can lend over by getting into vices. What are vices? Vices are temptation. Can be alcoholism. It can be drug addiction. It can be porn addiction. It can be all of those lower frequencies. And they can, by us going ahead and using our free will to indulge in these things, we open ourselves up to the dark side. And they can then take you over and make you do bad things.
Now you said... addictions, like alcohol, not drinking a glass of wine with dinner type of thing.
Yeah, you have
moderation.
In moderation, yeah, it's okay. But you get into addictions, it's not okay. And it can be addictions into anything.
Gotcha.
Is Beelzebub a fallen angel?
Yes. Okay. It's one of the higher. We have archdemons like we have archangels. There are archdemons. They're demonic, but they're angelics. They used to be called daemons. Okay? That's supposedly, I don't know this is absolutely true, but they built the Temple of Solomon. Solomon was given the pentagram, which had authority over all the demonic. They had to do whatever he said. They couldn't attack him. They couldn't do anything wrong because he had the pentagram. And that's why in witchcraft, they implement the pentagram into their belief system because it gives them protection from the demonic. It's not witchcraft at all. It doesn't even represent it. And in Satanism, they will take the pentagram and turn it upside down. And they will take the cross and turn it upside down as well, because they're blasting what is of God. But people don't know. They just see in these movies, there's a pentagram, there's witches, it's all the same.
Yeah, I know the cross, is that's a no-no, but what about with the pentagram?
Inverted pentagram is just as bad.
Okay.
Breaks its power. You bet. And a cross should never be gold. It has no power with gold. Its only power is with silver, wood, and iron.
Why is that?
Because of the way Christ was crucified. The silver, 30.
The blood money,
pieces of silver.
The iron, the nails. The cross, the wood.
So if you have a gold cross, it's just in jewelry.
It means nothing.
It's symbolic, but it has no power.
It has no power. It is symbolic. Good questions.
What about brass?
Nothing.
It looks like it was out of the 70s.
Catholic Church is full of brass crosses.
I know, right?
Nothing there.
So, and it doesn't matter if it's made out of popsicle sticks.
Doesn't
it's still
matter.
Wood.
It's still powerful. Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you bind it with. A wooden cross.
Glue versus...
Right, glue
like
versus
hot
twine
glue.
Versus...
No, it doesn't say that.
So. Okay.
No. Yeah.
I made one out of dogwood one time. It was very powerful.
Dogwoods are... That's one of the strongest woods. Fabulous wood.
Well, supposedly what he was crucified on was dogwood. Supposedly.
I had olive wood cross from the Holy Land. And it was very powerful. Very powerful. I still have it. So, not that he was crucified on that. I don't mean that, but that particular cross was really neat. I used it in all my exorcisms. When I put it on their forehead, it would leave a burn mark of the cross.
Cool.
It's pretty powerful. Okay, more questions.
That was all.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You were quick.
You were quick with them. I thought it was going to take forever.
I'm always quick.
We watch TV a lot, and we were watching a show about the moon having strange things on it, like they're saying they're alien.
Maybe, I don't know.
No.
I can't, I've got no answers with you with the alien moon. It is alien, I will say that. The moon.
It's an egg.
Now, is there aliens on the moon? I don't have a clue.
Well, they were talking about Mars and other planets too, that they saw things on it.
I do believe that at one time Mars was populated, well before the I believe there are several planets that have been populated and are populated, and they may be populated by beings that are in a different dimension that you might not even be able to see. You don't know. But there are other worlds, there are other universes. I have learned that. And that God didn't go. Earth is the only world in the whole universe and universe of universes that have people.
And so, humans are the best that we've got.
And y'all get over yourself.
What do you think about that Morgan Freeman show about?
I love it. I think it's great.
It's good.
Story of God.
Story of God.
Yeah.
What channel is that on?
History?
I think so.
History of History International.
No, it's National Geographic.
National Geographic.
I really have enjoyed that. I like the concept because it's how man and believes in God. Not necessarily who God is or what God is or any of that, but how man
perceives God.
Yes.
Yeah. It's really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I have not seen that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a whole series. Mm-hmm. And you can catch up on some of them.
On demand, maybe.
Yeah, in demand, you can catch up on all of it, I believe.
I think it's very worthwhile.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What else? I'm rolling with these questions if you'll.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm in graduate school to be a counselor, right? And if I see somebody who's got, like, if I have a client and I know, like, gut instinct, know that they've got past life trauma and it's something, like, or if it's like a like an anniversary or something they've hidden, it's a past life issue, and I can't go through the kinesiology and the tapping with them, is there a formula that I could use that would remove that?
Yes.
How would you go about removing past life trauma without doing the tapping?
Well, there's a formula. Actually, it's a prayer. It's a prayer formula.
Okay.
Energy and consciousness of energy and consciousness of pain, trauma, and death. I call thee forth through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Come forth.
Do you have to say past life injury, pain, and death?
Okay. No, you get away with that.
But you have to have their permission, don't you?
Yes, you have to have their permission. Yeah.
But them coming to see me for help, is that not...
You ask their permission to do whatever you need to do to help them.
I can get it in writing. You put that in the informed consent.
There you go.
I'm solved.
So yes, you can do that. And now, if you're doing it for them, you can use past life, pain, trauma, and death. I call thee forth through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. But you're going to have to go through their full name.
Address,
city, and state.
Yep.
Knows it.
And then the rest of it's like the regular basic healing formula.
Mm-hmm. There are ways to work with this so that it doesn't do any kind of emotional harm to people's belief systems.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't believe in inflicting one's belief system on someone else is correct.
Amen.
But I also think that if somebody, like as a counselor, if somebody comes to me, I feel like, and I have the information, I feel like I'm in some part obligated.
You are
to
responsible.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Remember when I taught you about making the connection, saying the prayer to be in contact, and connecting this with your guides? Well, when you have information, you bear a responsibility to use that information, like it or not. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to use the information, don't be asking for it.
So when you ask for something, what does he mean when you say do not give it back?
Do what?
You say, I've read in some of your things, and you ask for something, it says, but at the bottom it says something about not giving
money.
It back.
Manifesting money.
Manifesting.
Oh, manifesting money? It had to be manifesting money.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what you're referring to per se, but if you ask God for money and you receive the money, you don't give it out to anyone.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was just a...
No, everything, in truth, everything should go full circle, but that particular one, you're asking for God's blessings.
Okay.
So you're not allowed to give your blessings away to others. You can teach them how to ask for their own. Yeah, you're allowed to do that. But if you give it, that means that you're unworthy. what you've asked for. It's like asking your dad for a new car, and your dad presents you with this new car, and you go, well, my friend needs it worse than I do here.
Dads don't give you a new car.
I wouldn't even give you a used car at that point.
Do you kind of understand?
I got it.
Yeah, okay. That's good, though. We make things, try to make things clearer. We might want to talk a little bit about manifesting.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, we can do that. I have learned that everything that you think, particularly those quick little thoughts, can do manifesting. And they can work in the positive, and they can work in the negative. And you need to know that you have to be mindful of what you think, mindful of what's going through your head. Because whether you know it or not, it is your brain, you are very powerful, and you don't know it. And you're radiating out energy, and that energy goes out and brings back positive and negative. So when you're thinking negative thoughts about a situation, say your job, and it radiates out there, what happens is it connects, and it brings like attract like, and you can lose your job because you don't like your job. You hate your job, and you're sending that out there on a daily basis. And everything and everyone within that job, will pick up energetically. And eventually, it gets worse and worse and worse until you get pushed out, which is one thing that you really wanted, but you really didn't want to go through the change.
I thought you had to speak it aloud.
You can.
I'm
talking about silent manifestation. You are manifesting silently, and you're doing this on a daily basis. I have a dear friend, God love her. She believes that no matter what happens, whenever she gets a cut tomato, she's always going to get the tomato with the big white piece with the little bit of tomato around the edge. And she believes this fully. So no matter where we go, when she has a sandwich that has a tomato slice on it, it always has this big white piece with a little bit of tomato around the edge. Invariably. And she goes, you see, I knew it. It always happens to me. She's manifesting
self-fulfilling prophecy.
Negative brings negative.
She's literally manifesting it and doesn't have a clue. And I tried to explain it to her, and she goes, no, it just happens to me. Okay. I love you dearly. Okay.
I knew this woman that every time she would go to a restaurant, she'd find a hair in her food.
Yeah.
Every time. And I'm like, I think I've seen a hair in my food one time.
If you believe
thousands of times I've eaten out. And she had it every single time we went out.
That's silent manifesting. And it's powerful. I have these people that come in and go, my money is so awful. I can't hang on to money. No matter what happens, I can't hang on to it. I never have enough. I can never pay my bills. I'm terrible. Money hates me.
Money loves me.
I don't think money hates anybody. I don't think money thinks like that. And I tried to explain to her, it's not money, it is your belief in money. And if you have a belief that you can't have it, I promise you, you'll never have it. And then I have people, I had a dear friend, this woman came into $22 million. But money, it's like money didn't mean that much to her. She'd find $300 on the parking lot in front of Walmart. I mean, she'd go to the casino, she'd win $1,500 because she didn't really care. She just loved playing the games. Money is not particular. How you feel about money is what you're going to receive or not receive.
So how do you change that?
Explain that, because I mean, I guess it's different. It's a different aspect of that, you know, as far as...
it's whatever your belief system is. If you were taught that you have to struggle and work hard to receive money... By the way, I'm on a psychic high today. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then that's your belief system, and that's the way it will be.
So how do you change that?
You're going to have to change your program.
How do you change
your
program?
How do you change your program?
You have to recognize it.
Mm-hmm. So step one is recognizing.
Got it?
Yep.
Okay.
Step two.
Step two is I do not have to struggle and strain and work hard to receive money. Money comes to me. I accept money. It's okay. But you're going to have to really get there in that state of mind. You've got to reverse that program.
So that's step 1A.
And the bad thing about it is this. We've been taught by parents all sorts of strange things.
Seriously.
I mean, I was taught that you don't have success.
Mm-hmm.
So when I had some success, it scared the tar out of me. I was not programmed for it. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys, but I wasn't programmed for it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? This means people are going to know who I am, what I do. I don't think I can handle this. That's when my guides came in. And they said, pick up the snake. I went, huh? They said, pick up the snake. Okay, what does that mean? They said, it's unknown and you're afraid of it because you don't know it. Pick it up, get to know it, find out it's harmless and it won't hurt you and it's okay. And do not project into the future about yourself using assumptions any way, shape, or form. You will scare yourself to death. Right after that, I got a call from an opera star. I'm not going to get into who it was, but I got a call from an opera star. And she said, I am terrified. I can't go on stage. I am so afraid. I've gotten famous, and I don't know how to deal with it. I said, you're projecting in the future, aren't you? What might happen, would happen, could happen. Yes, I am. I said, you have to stop. And I taught her what they taught me, and it cleared it for her.
Pick up the snake.
Pick up the snake.
Wow. You do know sometimes they bite.
Pick it up carefully.
Pick it up carefully, yeah.
Make sure it's not a copperhead.
Yeah. Pick it up by the tail.
No.
No,
that doesn't work.
Just behind the head.
Hold your shit.
Anyway, that's how I learned to do it. Everything I'm teaching you guys are things that I have gone through. I've gone through the experiences. Otherwise, I couldn't teach it. There's no way in the world I could teach it. Be the blind leading the blind.
But some people are better at manifesting that. Like, some people are just better at it than others.
Some people have gift of manifestation. Not everybody has the gift of manifestation. And it is a gift. It is a energetic, psychic, spiritual gift. And it can be good and it can be really, really bad. Depending on how you use it. Yes, I am sorry. I'm telling you, I want to roll.
It's good.
Well, that's like any time that I've ever criticized anybody about anything, it has come back to smack me in the face.
You're not supposed to criticize.
Well, this was long ago, but it's now I'm realizing that I've had to deal with these. I don't know how she can put up with that. I don't know how she can do that. Bam.
No, well, those are lessons. Those really are lessons.
Or I'll never do that.
And if you're on a roll of, if you came into this life specifically to learn lessons, you won't be able to get away with anything. Okay?
Yeah.
I can't
get away with anything.
Neither. I can't. Now, not everybody comes in to do lessons. Some people come here to do R&R.
I'm on the lesson route.
I missed that one.
I'm not R&R.
Me either.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay, it was funny. I come here tonight. I had that same conversation about manifesting with a friend of mine today. It was like, I told him, I said, you know, every thought I've ever had in my mind has created into the material world everything I've ever thought of.
Yeah.
And so if I start thinking on something, I know it's going to happen. And as Christ says, a man thinketh, so he is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ran across this Dr. Carolyn Leaf, a neuroscientist. I don't know if you know, but scientists have actually proved that a thought manifests into the brain, that a positive thought will make a pretty pink line in the brain of material or like brain matter, and a negative thought will break off and be like a black patch of matter in the brain. It actually shown, proven.
Wow,
that
that's
thoughts
cool.
Are physical into the brain now. I was telling my friend, I said, if you want that particular job, you've got to see yourself in, you've got to see yourself doing it, put it up on the wall. I said, you'll be there when it comes open. That's always happened for me. And I've always said I'm blessed, but did not have the faith enough. But I've always wanted a college degree, but I had to go to school 4 nights a week for 2 years to get it, you know. But
well,
sometimes
you have
to work on these manifestations.
Some things you have to work for. You really, really do. Because you have to learn it, you have to be knowledgeable. You can't just automatically, although there are some things that can come, you can, because you've had past life experiences, some of those gifts can be brought back into focus, into being.
So I'm going to see you about one day, talk to you about that. And you know what you said, I left a job that I absolutely loved, best thing that ever happened to me for 4 years, and I had to leave because it was a temporary position, to a job now that I absolutely hate. And I know every day when I'm sitting there, I got to meditate and say, I can't have these because of different vibrational people from where I was, to proactive achievers.
But you're also learning.
To where now I'm using it as a challenge to try to overcome that and to maintain my happiness no matter what for me rather than an external.
It's a learning process.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, but you don't want to lose your job. Yes.
Well, I
have found that you are asking about how to do the manifestation and all that. It seems to me that most of the time that I'm able to manifest something is when I take my ego out of it. And
yeah, you can't have
in other words, you can't go, I'm going to do this because it's going to make me great or you know, make me wealthy or something like that. You can't do that.
You're right.
And a lot of times it was an altruistic thought pattern that manifested or helped them manifest. Doing good for somebody else to help them out or, you know, just trying to do good and it helps out. But like you know, you can't do anything bad. I can't do anything bad. I get called on it all the time.
When you're on this path, especially, and you're truly on the path, if you do bad things, it will kick your butt. I mean bad. Straighten you out, kick your butt. Because we're not hit. But part of that is also, sometimes we have to do something bad to find out where we need to be. It happens.
To go back a half a step, or four.
Okay.
You mentioned the past life thing. So when you pick up a past life, it's sort of like the shortcut to the learning curve for certain abilities, gifts, things that maybe were a little bit more, things will come natural now that you worked hard to perfect. I use that loosely.
Yes.
When you worked hard to master in your past life, will sort of be like a natural second nature kind of thing this
yes.
time.
Absolutely.
If you pick it up.
It's like those children, you know, 4 years old, playing Beethoven, never having a lesson.
Yeah.
It's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah. Chemistry,
so you can just go ahead and go into the light. You don't have to like skip the light to try and keep the stuff that you remember from the last time.
No, you can go into the light.
Don't do that. Don't skip the light.
It's the dark stuff that you have to stay and reincarnate. You get to keep all your good stuff.
That's good.
So we only have two steps to manifestation?
No.
It was like 1A. That wasn't
no,
even
no, not even 2 yet.
That,
was
that wasn't, but that wasn't manifestation. That was reworking the programming.
Yeah, that's reworking the programming.
That's step 1A. Do
that. That's true.
Talking about remembering past lives, why is it that some of them you remember and some of them you don't?
Because they're supposed to be remembered. They're supposed to help you out in this particular lifetime, and it's sometimes for proof to others. That's why. Not all of us get to cheat on the test.
My therapist and I had a lovely conversation about past lives, and it's really cool. She talks about dreams she used to have when she was little. Sure. I was like, who's doing the therapy in this?
Yeah. You're going to find that's going to be happening more, by the way. Clear warning.
It does.
Yeah.
You can't cheat. If you jump, you don't get to remember anything anyway. You just remember that you're trying to remember something.
You really can't. If you're really supposed to, you will. If you're not supposed to, you forget it. It's not going to happen.
There's no chance.
No.
Yeah, just...
But I went... When I went to Egypt, the first time that I went to Egypt, the energy there, I had worked with flower essences in that particular lifetime. And I went to the temple that was underground that I apparently had worked in. And all the knowledge dealing with flower essences came back to me. Hmm. And how to work with them. And how to get information from them, asking them what they do. Hmm.
Is that when you learned to do like with the stones, or did you know before that?
Yeah, well, I found out I could do it with the flower essences, and then I went, well, can I do this? I wonder if I can do this with stones. So then I started doing it with the stones, and I found out they talk too. And I found out everything does. I know this is going to sound really weird.
No, it does.
But the fact of the matter is, God created everything, and everything has intelligence, limited, but intelligence, and I can hold a stone after I made that trip. I didn't have this before I made the trip, but I can hold a stone and I can say, tell me what you can do for me or for anyone. What do you do? And it'll start telling me what it does. Like that stone for the healing of the nerves. Mm-hmm. It told me I heal the nervous system, I heal nerves.
Does it talk to you in words or just images? Or
words
feelings?
In my head. Hmm. Words in my head. And I simply repeat it back to Carol, and Carol writes it down. Because I can lose it too.
I think there's been a lot of people who have kind of commented. This has been just sort of like a theme that I've seen. Not really understanding that they're, like, not really understanding, like, pictures in the head or, like, movies in the head, clips.
Some people visualize and some cannot.
And can you maybe kind of talk about how you'll see, maybe you'll get words and it'll tell you, or how you hear in your head and how you see in your head to kind of, if you could maybe try to put words to that experience.
Okay. Well, today, I did some readings today, and I was, this lady was looking at whether or not she should invest in or work for this particular corporation, and I can't remember the word, graft. I heard there will be graft in the corporation. Well, I kind of understood what that meant, but it's illegal actions, that sort of thing. I had Carol look it up in the dictionary and read it back to her just to make perfectly certain, because it was outside of my head, but in my head. But it's
on the right side.
On the right side. And there was another one. I had one lady that came to see me, and she handed me a picture of this guy that her daughter was dating. And I heard, he's a prig. And I said, he's a prig.
P-R-I-G.
Yeah, and she said, what's a prig? I said, I don't know. I don't have a clue. That's what they said. They said he's a prig. So, well, we looked it up in the dictionary. Can you look it up?
I already did.
Read what it says.
A self-righteously moralistic person who behaves as if superior to others. A person who displays or demands of others pointlessly precise conformity, fussiness about trivialities, etc.
She said, oh my God, he is. So I will hear sometimes just right outside, but almost like a thought outside of my head. It's a voice. It's weird. And they will say something in particular, and usually a word that I have to look up in the dictionary. Not always, but very often, because that way I know it's coming from them rather than from me. My psychic abilities and the guides are two separate gifts, if you will. When I work on a murder case, if I'm the victim, I will see the murderer. I'll see their face. I'll see what they're doing. And I feel what they go through, and I become an experiencer. I experience. Visually, I see it in my head, but I also, it's a projection in my mind, but it's as though I'm in the room with them experiencing it. Yeah. And if I'm in the actual room where it took place, I will go to the areas where it took place and where the person finally died. I will go to that exact location.
You have physical pain?
Yes.
You get to feel all that.
Yes.
Fear,
it's horrible.
Trauma and
it's
everything.
Really horrible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I get the worst, one of the worst deaths I had was a machete. Mm-hmm. I felt. Oh, it was awful. The psychic stuff, it ranges from I can get. A lot of it, I know, I just know. Mm-hmm. It's like, I know your husband is an SOB, and so is his mother, who's the SOB. And it happened today.
Here's the B out of the F.
Yeah. Well, I try to be, you know.
So would you maybe compare, like if you get like an image, would you maybe compare it to like thinking about a memory and how like a memory will... Like a scene will play
like
almost.
Like a replay of a memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that works. Replay of a memory.
Because I think that's something, I feel like that's something that happens to a lot of people, so that may be something that they could relate to a little bit easier.
I see images in my mind. I visualize. They're kind of like, yeah, it's like reliving a memory. Reliving a memory. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I got a question while y'all are talking about this. When things like this happen, I get the image thing, but like any of your abilities, like when you were new or when you know,
there was
just
no
learning,
new.
Was there any
no, there
any
was no
headaches? You told me before because I was always angry or in.
You were possessed.
But listen, yesterday I had a migraine real bad, and I'm really getting migraines. And this was so bad, I had to get in the tub, and my mind was finally clear. I was clear, everything was quiet. All of a sudden, I heard a name that I haven't heard since I was a little kid. It's like somebody just said this man's name, and it was a friend of my father's. Well, what I'm getting at is, do people experience like headaches before something happens? Or
not?
But he's, I found out this morning, he's alive and well, so I don't know why his name was said in my head. I don't know, so I was just curious.
There's no telling. It could be something that's going to happen to him. He may be experiencing migraines and for some reason reached out to you. There is no telling.
Yeah,
now, mine never came with anything of that nature.
Okay.
It just didn't. Unless they got hit in the head, in which case, yeah, I got pain in the head. Good question.
I'm like, wow.
But you need to follow up on that and see what that's about. There's reasons for all this stuff.
I was like 6 years old the last time I seen this man. But one thing that was ironic was my aunt called me this morning, just talking to me in general, and she lives in his old house.
Ooh.
But and I asked her, I said, and it was just ironic that she called me, and I asked her, I said, I told her, and she was like, well, he's alive and well.
There are no coincidences.
No, there are no coincidences.
Yeah, see, no. That was just, and it was like somebody said his name, and that's all I heard. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't thinking about anything. I was trying to get my headache to go away. And then I just heard that name. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to ask, is there any kind of physicalness that goes on before somebody?
No. Water can kind of make things easier.
There you go. There's my other question. Water. What significance does water have? Water has been in my life now for the last 6 months and not in a good way.
Well, I mean, it's been in your life since you were...
You're going the wrong direction.
Okay.
Water is conducts. It conducts. Consequently, it's easier for spirits and for your guides to speak to you, like in the shower
sure.
or places, you know, where there's water.
But does water have any significance other than that?
No.
It's like I've been hit over the head with claws.
Well, you probably are not flowing.
See, I've been telling you to clear my chakras.
I'm not the chakra clear. I'm the webmaster. That is somebody else's job and not mine.
You may be going through some trials and tribulations to see what kind of patience and tolerance you have.
You did ask for patience for a while.
That was 3 years ago, and I've learned my lesson.
Have you? I'd be saying that if I were you.
Yeah.
I meant not to ask for it, not to say, please give me patience.
Yeah,
I don't do that anymore.
Question, to go back to like the images and maybe the reliving of the memories, if you will. How do you know, how can you discern if it's maybe something that was like a past life memory or if it's somebody who's asking for help?
That's a good question.
Via those
okay,
snippets.
If it's a past life memory, it's going to be dated. Everything in it's going to be dated back to that time frame. That's how you know. The other part of it, I had a vision once of a lady who got murdered, and I was driving by the location, apparently as she was being tormented, and it took me over so completely. I saw every detail, and I was driving, okay? Now, that's tough, but I don't know how, down the freeway.
Yeah.
And it was right here. To the point that I called the police department when I got home to tell them what I saw. And it was so visual and so emotional, and I heard her screaming and all of this stuff. And it was a total vision.
Didn't you say it was like a movie on your windshield?
No, it was right here.
Right,
it was
right in front of me.
I was in it.
Okay.
So that you like knew, but maybe if it's something, maybe if it's like just a person who want, or like Rebecca, you've had issues where you've gotten, where you knew that Rebecca was going to be in danger before.
Those were dreams.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if I have a vision of you, now I was out on a date years ago.
getting your
high school. And I was with this guy that I've been wanting to date for a long time. And all of a sudden, this vision thing comes over, like what I had with the woman. And he's getting into his car. He's sick. He's got food poisoning. And he's letting his friend drive the car. And the car goes around this curve and goes off. And I had to tell him. I was in the vision when I had to tell him. I could not tell him. It was a responsibility, and I said, this is going to happen. You must not, under any circumstances, allow your friend to drive your car. You can't do it. And I told him where the area was. It was in the Sierra Mountains. He did it. He let the friend drive the car, and he lost the use of his legs. And I got blamed. Huh. It's my fault. I did it. I was the witch.
I would say, isn't that kind of how it works, though? That if you give people warning and they don't listen to it, that they flip it?
It's not my responsibility.
Okay.
My guides made it clear to me that My only responsibility is to tell them. I do have a responsibility. If I have that kind of information, I have to tell them. What they do with it is not my responsibility, or how they react to it is not my responsibility.
Because I've noticed that if I get information and I give it and it's not what the person wants to hear, yeah, they'll flip it on you.
Yes.
And they'll use it against you almost.
I never had that happen.
No.
I just go, well,
okay. You know. Not oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm not nourished. I had a person you know I used to go see called the bishop.
Oh, yes.
She told me once, she goes, in 3 days, God bless you. I see a ball of fire coming to you.
God bless you.
I go, watch out around the gas. So I was afraid of every time I filled up my tank. Everywhere I went, there was gas. Like, it's going to have to be in 3 weeks. I got like 10 days left. And it's like, well, on the NGO club, there's a fire, gas fireplace. And I turned on the gas, but I forgot my match. And then I forgot I left the gas on. And I came back like 10 minutes later, looked at it, a ball came over me, burnt my hair, my eye. I went over the table and everything else. And I go, it'd be nice to know where this is going to happen. But it's like,
Bishop was a prophet, and she was very psychic. She was one of my mentors. I loved her dearly. I've had some very good mentors throughout my life. But she would see things, and they would happen. Mm-hmm. She taught me a lot of protection, a lot of ways to protect myself. Awesome woman. I miss her. Oh, well.
Okay, so back to the reprogramming. We were on 1A, right?
It was how to let go of a negative program.
Right, how to let go of negative programs under the manifestations. How you're manifesting by being negative.
Oh, yeah, we left all that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
She's not going to let us, though.
She didn't lose her
That would be a prime
fine,
example.
It's my fault. Let's just go on.
Isn't that a prime example?
You have to maintain focus.
Right.
Or I just lost. Okay. So, getting rid of programming. Number one, you have to recognize you have the program and pretty much where the program came from, and recognizing this is man's concept, not God's. God gives you whatever you want. Man goes, no, you can't have it, except through me. Mm-hmm. So, you negate that, recognize it's not a truth, and go, I can have this. I am worthy. I'm here to tell you, all the readings I do, thousands of readings that I do for people, no one has self-worth. Mm. No one. They don't have it. So pick your self-worth up and go, since nobody else wants it, I'll take it. And go, I am worthy. I am worthy. I was created by God, and God doesn't make junk. I am worthy. Yeah.
Society teaches us that we're not worthy.
Well, of course. How else can they take your money?
That's right. Take your power away.
Yeah. That's all.
Parents teach you, and TV, if you've been raised by the TV, you've already lost.
Well, the problem is this, they were taught, mm-hmm, and then they were taught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have to get past those teachings and go, I'm going to do a new way. I'm going to stay in the positive. I'm going to manifest. It's a magical world. It can be whatever you want it to be. It mm-hmm can be hell, or it can be heaven. It's up to you. Of course, you let a little hell person into your life, you may have a little hell going on in your life. Sorry. It's true. But you can manifest whatever you choose. And you can manifest some really nasty stuff in your life as well.
Yes, you can.
And you can wind up with somebody who is a negative manifester, and they will break you down. And that will break you down physically as well. Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So what you do is you have to retrain your mind. Now, how long does it take to retrain your mind? It takes 28 to 29 days. Yes. What? Oh, yes, bring that up here.
So 4 weeks, basically.
Yeah.
A month.
Yeah, women know it as periods. Thank you, dear. But you retrain your mind, and that means every time, be aware of your thinking. If you start going into a negative, say the word no, flip it into a positive, and move on. You have to be consistent for 28 days. It's better to go the full 29. What happens is this. You have a neuron pathway. Okay? And this neuron pathway, it makes the programs in your head. So you want to change that particular program from a negative to a positive. So the way you do it is when you go into the negative, whether it be worry or just negative thinking, whatever it happens to be, when you say the word no, it breaks that pathway. That allows a new pathway to be built in your brain, in new circuitry. That's how you get rid of a negative program. And it works. My guides taught me this. Later on, I heard on TV where science found that's how you break a negative pattern. This, they were talking about the neuron pathways. They're a little slow. Yeah.
Just a little slow.
But it does work. But you have to be faithful and you have to be consistent with it. And with that, you can break any program you truly want to break. That's how you do it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, dear. Now that we answered that, now. This is kind of for everybody that has been coming here to see you for so many years, months, weeks, whatever. Okay, last time I was here, I told you that he even made the comment about me manifesting stuff, not knowing, getting pulled over by the police, and just, anyway. Throughout my life, I was never the one, like my mom, that could dream and all of a sudden it happened. It would happen like maybe 3 times in my life. And it didn't happen identical, but enough to where I knew something. My question to y'all is, did it seem like things like this started getting stronger like immediately once you started coming here and learning more?
Yep, sorry. Yep.
Because
I infected you.
And I told the guides, I'm ready. I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to.
Yes, and it does happen.
I'm not going to say freak me out because it didn't scare me. It like was mind-blowing that then I seen it on TV, the dream I had just dreamt. It was about two girls that were put in the sex industry, and they were found in my hometown. But in my dream, I was in my hometown. And it was a girl from Arkansas that I knew. Anyway, so I just wanted to know that.
Yes.
It's like all of a sudden, even though I've known you for years, I haven't came here whatever. You know what I'm trying to say?
Once you start on your journey.
But I'm doing my prayers, I'm doing my.
You're taking authority.
But it's like mind-blowing. It's like happening a lot now. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go.
Even though you thought I was pregnant, I liked you.
That was funny.
I cannot tell you how many laughs we've gotten out of that. At my expense, not yours. At my expense.
I have to tell you something. Okay. I've got something new.
They're really great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
Sandalwood beads.
And they smell good.
Made of sandalwood. And they smell like sandalwood.
Guess I might need one of those, huh?
Yeah, they
helps repel.
It's the first time I've run into
them. Gone.
Guess how many I've got.
As many as you could.
As many as I could. And I got a source. I got a source on. Protection, mainline protection. Each one needs to have a little pentagram.
And a little cross and a little
shaddai.
Oh, that would be so nice.
Awesome.
That really would be.
So I just wanted to let you know, I've got them. They're like $8. You want to smell it?
Yeah.
Oh,
Mardi
Gras.
Oh. Beads for you.
Beads for you.
Ooh, it does smell good.
It does. It smells good. And it holds the smell.
Mm-hmm. Smells really good. The dark side cannot abide sandalwood. Is that not cool?
Yes, that's cool. Sign me if I want one. I need it right now.
I couldn't have been more pleased. I just said, I want all you've got.
You know
he goes, okay.
Start me a new batch. Wow. I need more.
I think I'm going to mix it.
We're all being a sales.
You can't smell it?
Yes, we can't
smell it.
Does it have to be in a complete?
No. Oh, what do you mean?
Like a complete circle like this?
He's like, my nose is
fine. Okay. It's sandalwood.
Okay.
Dark side
hand sandals.
Cover
yourself.
It needs good. It's a tension.
So we can mix it with other things and do things
right.
Like
that.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be worn or worn or left arm or anything.
Okay.
Although I think it was, it's really cool with the sparkle.
Yes.
Stick it. An obsidian.
I've got my obsidian.
Yeah, I love my obsidian.
Bracelet.
Have an outfit of obsidian.
You mean you do have one?
Actually, I do.
Don't that?
No, you can smell it.
Are we breaking?
We are going to break.
Break time.